Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a clean, beginner-friendly workflow for ragga cuts in deep jungle inside Ableton Live 12. The goal is simple: short vocal stabs that feel hype and authentic, but still sit inside a busy break and a heavy sub without wrecking the mix. By the end, you'll have three things working together: a ragga cut track that's sliced and playable, a couple of return effects for dub-style throws, and a simple arrangement approach so the vocal feels like it belongs in the groove instead of sitting on top of it. Alright, let's set the scene first. Step 0. Get the session DNB ready. Set your tempo somewhere between 165 and 174. I'm going to assume 170 BPM, because it's a sweet spot for jungle. And make sure you're not building vocals in silence. Even if your drums and bass are rough, get something looping. A break, maybe the kick and snare layer, and a basic sub or a reese pattern. Now do a quick organization move that will save you later. Create groups: drums, bass, music or atmos, and vocals. Ragga cuts are not just sampling. They're mixing decisions, and grouping makes those decisions easier. Step 1. Choose and prep the ragga vocal. You want short phrases with attitude and clear consonants. Stuff like rewind, selecta, original, badman, junglist. Consonants matter because that's what helps a vocal cut through a break without needing to be crazy loud. Drag your vocal sample onto an audio track. Click the clip so you're in clip view. Turn warp on. For vocals, start with Complex Pro because it usually keeps the tone natural. Then make sure the timing locks to your grid. If Ableton guessed the segment BPM wrong, adjust it so the phrase lands correctly in time. Now find the best phrase or a small section that has the good energy and consolidate it. That gives you a clean chunk to slice instead of slicing the entire original file. Quick cleanup: drop a utility on the track and set your level before you start processing. A good beginner target is peak somewhere around minus 12 to minus 6 dB before effects. You're not trying to be loud here, you're trying to be controllable. And here's a coach tip: if you gain stage properly, your delay and saturation will sound classy instead of collapsing into harsh fizz. Step 2. Slice it into playable cuts. This is the big workflow move. Right-click the vocal clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. For slicing, choose Transients. One slice per transient. Use the built-in preset. Done. Now your vocal is in a drum rack, and each slice is on its own pad, ready to play like an instrument. Now tighten the slices, click a pad, and you'll see simpler for that slice. Set it to one shot so it plays like a stab. Turn snap on to help avoid clicks. Then adjust start so the consonant hits immediately. If you're late by even a tiny bit, the vocal feels lazy in jungle, and it won't feel like it's answering the drums. If you hear clicks, do two things. First, use a tiny fade in, like 1 to 5 milliseconds. Second, and this is the one people forget, adjust the start point slightly so the waveform begins near a zero crossing. That alone fixes a ton of ticks and pops. And if the end clicks, add a tiny fade out too, maybe 1 to 10 milliseconds. One more important note: if warping starts to sound facey or metallic, try switching the warp mode from Complex Pro to Complex. And for super short stabs, Beats mode can actually work. Also, because you're triggering slices with MIDI, you can often turn warp off inside simpler for individual slices if it sounds better. Timing stays tight because the trigger is tight. Now, very important jungle reality: not every slice is the same volume. Before you compress anything, level your pads. In simpler, adjust volume per slice so they're roughly consistent. If you skip this, your compressor is going to react differently every time, and your vocal will feel unpredictable. Step 3. Build a simple ragga cut mixing chain using stock devices. We're going to do this in a clean order: EQ, then compression, then saturation, optional gate, then utility. First, EQ8. High pass the vocal. Start around 150 Hz, anywhere from 120 to 200 is fine, with a steep slope like 24 dB per octave. This is non-negotiable in drum and bass, because low end in the vocal will fight your sub and make the drop feel weaker. Now listen for harshness. Ragga vocals can get painful fast around 3 to 6 kHz. If it's biting, dip around 3 to 5 kHz by maybe 2 to 5 dB, with a fairly narrow Q. If it's boxy or muddy, do a small dip around 250 to 500 Hz. Second, compressor. Use it for consistency, not for smash. Ratio around 3 to 1. Attack around 10 to 30 milliseconds, so you don't kill the initial bite of the consonant. Release around 60 to 120 milliseconds. Then set threshold so you're getting about 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on peaks. Keep the output level consistent when you bypass it. If it gets louder and you think it's better, That's just loudness tricking you. Third, saturator. This is where the vocal gets that density and grit that feels right in jungle. Choose soft sign or analog clip. Drive around 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip on. If it starts sounding too bright or fizzy, pull the output down slightly or go back and tame the harsh zone in EQ. Optional. Gate. If your sample has room noise, or the tails make the groove messy, a gate can make your vocal feel like a rhythmic instrument. Set the threshold so the phrase opens it, return fully closed, fast attack, a bit of hold and release that feels natural. The goal is stab, not choke. Then utility. Keep the dry vocal mostly mono so it punches. Width somewhere from 0 to 60% is a good range. Your space is going to come from the return effects, and those can be wide. Step 4. Create deep jungle space with return tracks. This is the dub workflow. Instead of drowning the vocal with reverb on the insert, you use N so you can throw certain words into the darkness. Return A is your dub delay. Add echo. Turn sync on. Choose a time like 1/4 note for classic, or 3/16 for that bouncy jungle push. Feedback around 30 to 55%. Then filter it. High pass around 200 to 400 Hz, low pass around 4 to 7K Hz. This is a pro level move that's also beginner friendly. Make the delay darker than the dry vocal. Dry stays up front, repeat sit behind. After echo, put a saturator. Small drive, like 1 to 4 dB. Soft clip on. That gives the repeats some grit so they don't disappear. Then EQ 8 after that, high pass again around 200 to 300 Hz. And if the repeats get sharp, dip a little around 2 to 4 kHz. For send amounts, keep most hits pretty low, like minus 18 to minus 12 dB. Then for special throws, you can push it to minus 6 or even up to 0 for a big moment. That contrast is what makes it feel like dub, not like you just left a delay on. Return bead is your dark space reverb. Use hybrid reverb. Set it to 100% wet because it's a return. Decay somewhere like 2.5 to 5.5 seconds. Deep jungle can handle long tails, but we're going to filter them. Add a bit of pre-delay, like 10 to 25 milliseconds, so the dry word stays clear before the wash blooms. Filter the reverb. High pass around 250 to 500 Hz, low pass around 5 to 8 kHz. Now you've got mist, not hiss. If the reverb is stepping on your drums, put a compressor after it and sidechain it from your drums group, or even just the snare. Aim for 2 to 4 dB of ducking. That keeps the atmosphere alive without stealing punch. Step 5. Make the raga cut talk with the drums. This is where beginner tracks often fall apart. People spam vocals non-stop, and it stops feeling like jungle. In deep jungle, raga cuts are strategic. They're call and response. Try placing vocal hits on and after the snare. That classic high placement makes the vocal feel like it's answering the backbeat. And keep space. Avoid stepping on the main snare transient, the kick transient, and the big bass notes. Here's a simple 8-bar approach you can copy immediately. Bars 1 to 2. Minimal, 1 or 2 cuts total. Let the listener lock into the break. Bars 3 to 4. Add delay throw on the last word of a phrase. Bars 5 to 6. More active call and response, a few extra stabs. Bars 7 to 8. Pull back again and let the atmosphere breathe. That push and pull is part of the deep vibe. The space is not empty. The space is tension. Step 6. Duck the vocal against the snare. If your vocal is fighting your snare, don't just turn the vocal down and get sad about it. Do gentle ducking. Put a compressor on the raga track or the raga group. Turn on sidechain. Pick the snare as the input. Ratio around 2 to 1. Fast attack, like 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release 60 to 120 milliseconds. Then set threshold so you get about 1 to 3 dB of reduction when the snare hits. Now your snare stays king, and the vocal still feels loud, because it's loud in the moments where it matters. There's also an advanced idea you can try later called reverse sidechain, where you duck the drums or music slightly when the vocal hits. Even 1 to 2 dB of ducking makes the vocal readable without raising its volume. But for now, snare ducking the vocal is the easiest win. Step 7. Automate sends for dub throws. This is the jungle sauce. This is where it stops sounding like a loop and starts sounding like a performance. In arrangement view, show automation. Automate the echo send so it's low most of the time, then spike it on specific words only, like the last word of a phrase. You're basically doing a live dub mix, but inside the timeline. Then automate the reverb send for transitions. Maybe increase it slightly going into a breakdown, and pull it back on the drop so your drums are clean. Teacher note here, delay tends to preserve consonants better than long reverb. So if your vocal is present but unreadable, it's often masking, not volume. Try reducing reverb send, and leaning a bit more into a filtered delay throw. Now, common mistakes to avoid while you build this. Don't leave low end in the vocal. High pass it. Don't slap a huge insert reverb on the vocal track. Use returns. Don't overslice and spam every gap. Jungle vocals feel powerful because they're timed. Watch harshness in that 3 to 6 kHz zone, especially once you saturate. And as a rule of thumb, don't let the vocal be louder than the snare peak in most rolling jungle. The snare is your anchor. Quick practice exercise you can do in 15 minutes. At 170 BPM, load a break and a simple sub pattern. Import one rata phrase and slice to drum rack. Program a 4-bar loop. Bar 1, 1 cut. Bar 2, 2 cuts. Bar 3, 1 cut with a big delay throw on the last word. Bar 4, silence and let the delay tail fill space. Set up return A as your echo dub delay. Return B is your dark hybrid reverb. Then mix so the vocal is clean and present. The snare still hits hardest, and the delay and reverb are felt more than they're heard.